In a world where the average job interview lasts less than an hour, consulting interviews stand apart as intellectual gauntlets that can stretch across multiple days and involve solving complex business problems on the spot. Mark Cosentino's Case in Point has earned its reputation as the case interview Bible for good reason. Since its first edition in 1999, this guide has helped thousands secure coveted positions at McKinsey, Bain, BCG, and other top consulting firms. Even Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos received a dedication in the 9th edition for his role in helping Cosentino reach a global audience. What makes this book so powerful? It doesn't just teach frameworks, it transforms how you think, turning the intimidating case interview into an intellectual puzzle you'll actually enjoy solving. Consulting interviews operate on a different playing field than traditional job interviews. They typically follow a structured format, beginning with a brief introduction, followed by a personal experience interview where firms probe for leadership examples and relationship building skills. McKinsey, for instance, is notorious for asking candidates to discuss specific instances where they influenced others or demonstrated leadership. The most challenging questions often come disguised as simple ones. Have you ever failed? When answering this, candidates should discuss professional failures they've learned from, not personal or academic ones. The why consulting question requires careful preparation with bullet points and maintained eye contact, demonstrating both genuine interest and professional communication skills. For phone or Skype interviews, remember that you are your voice. Articulation and energy become even more critical when visual cues are limited. Calculators are strictly forbidden during math questions, as mental math skills are considered essential for consultants. The interview process typically escalates from first-round interviews to second rounds, 2 60-minute interviews, and final rounds, 5 60-minute interviews with chart analysis. Candidates receive offers based on 4 key factors: demonstrated commitment to consulting, success-oriented behavior, strong analytical skills in case questions, and articulate communication. What many candidates don't realize is that these interviews serve dual purposes. They're not just screening devices, but opportunities for candidates to determine if consulting aligns with their own career aspirations and working style. Consulting isn't just about being smart. It's about thriving in demanding environments while traveling frequently, managing client teams, and solving complex problems under pressure. Firms seek candidates who remain composed under stress, influence clients effectively, and balance analytical thinking with articulate communication. The ideal consultant combines intellectual capability with an engaging personality. During case interviews, firms evaluate whether candidates are confident, attentive listeners who ask insightful questions, organize information logically, think quantitatively, display business acumen, defend positions thoughtfully, and demonstrate creative problem-solving skills. Case questions probe beyond technical skills to assess intellectual curiosity, analytical abilities, logical thinking, and thought processes. They reveal how candidates handle ambiguity and data overload while evaluating poise and communication skills under pressure. These exercises also expose personality traits and genuine interest in problem solving, helping firms determine whether consulting is the right fit for each candidate. Success in these interviews requires diligent preparation and practice. The most effective candidates approach cases with confidence, even enthusiasm, viewing them as intellectual puzzles rather than intimidating tests. With proper preparation, candidates develop the ability to tackle cases systematically, transforming what might seem daunting into an enjoyable challenge that showcases their problem-solving abilities. Mastering case interviews requires following 13 essential commandments that demonstrate the methodical approach and communication skills consulting firms seek. Each commandment builds upon the others to create a comprehensive framework for success. 1. Listen carefully to the question, absorbing every detail, including subtle cues about industry context, client priorities, and potential constraints. Pay attention to both explicit information and implicit signals about what matters most. 2. Take thorough notes throughout the case, creating clear sections for facts, assumptions, calculations, and key insights. Develop your own shorthand system that allows you to capture information efficiently while maintaining eye contact. 3. Summarize the question to confirm understanding, rephrasing the core problem in your own words. This demonstrates active listening and helps establish alignment with your interviewer early. 4. Verify objectives explicitly before proceeding. Ask, "What does success look like?" and confirm both business and analytical goals. Different stakeholders may have competing priorities that need to be balanced. 5. Ask clarifying questions strategically, focusing on critical information gaps that could affect your approach. Prioritize questions that demonstrate business acumen rather than asking about every detail. 6. Organize your answer with clear structure, using frameworks appropriately but avoiding rigid application. Create custom approaches that fit the specific situation while maintaining logical flow. 7. Pause briefly before responding. Thoughtfulness beats speed. Use this moment to organize your thoughts and ensure your response addresses the core issues rather than rushing to speak. 8. Manage time effectively throughout your analysis, allocating appropriate attention to each component. Be prepared to adjust your pace based on the interviewer's signals while ensuring all critical areas receive proper consideration. 9. Incorporate quantitative analysis wherever possible, showing comfort with numbers and business metrics. Break down complex calculations into clear steps and sanity check your results. 10. Remain receptive to feedback and adjust accordingly, treating the interview as a collaborative problem-solving session. View interviewer input as valuable guidance rather than criticism. 11. Think creatively beyond obvious solutions, considering multiple perspectives and innovative approaches. Challenge conventional wisdom while maintaining practical feasibility. 12. Maintain enthusiasm throughout the case, demonstrating genuine interest in solving business problems. Energy and engagement matter as much as analytical ability. 13. Provide clear closure with actionable recommendations, synthesizing your analysis into concrete next steps. Include implementation considerations and potential risks. These principles work together synergistically. Mastering one strengthens your ability to execute the others effectively. Strong candidates demonstrate how these elements flow naturally together, creating a compelling narrative throughout their case solution. When partners review evaluation forms, they look for evidence that candidates can balance structured thinking with adaptability, technical analysis with clear communication, and creative solutions with practical implementation. The most successful candidates internalize these commandments until they become second nature, allowing them to focus on the unique aspects of each case rather than basic mechanics. This natural fluency with core consulting skills distinguishes outstanding candidates from those who merely know the frameworks. Firms seek consultants who can apply these principles instinctively across diverse client situations while maintaining composure under pressure. Market sizing questions require logical assumptions rather than precise answers. When facing questions like, how many smartphones were sold in the U.S. last year, or how many garden hoses are purchased annually, interviewers evaluate your thought process, not just your final number. The key is structuring your approach. Label these questions as population-based, breaking down demographics like smartphone ownership by age groups, household-based, estimating household behaviors like movie downloads, or preposterous, absurd questions testing math skills and composure. Then use memorized key facts, U.S. population, 320 million, 100 million households, to build structured calculations. For population-based questions, break the population into generations, 0-20, 21-40, etc., and make logical assumptions about each group's behavior. For household questions, narrow down by relevant factors, internet access, housing types, before calculating total market size. For worldwide estimates, calculate one country's market size and extrapolate outward based on logical assumptions about global market share. Even with absurd questions like how many jelly donuts fit in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, maintain your sense of humor while applying logical problem solving. Break down elements methodically, make reasonable assumptions, and calculate step by step, showing interviewers someone who enjoys solving problems, even ridiculous ones. The Ivy case system transforms traditional frameworks into a comprehensive process for tackling case interviews. Unlike memorizing multiple frameworks, this system provides a structured approach with built-in tools, combining five initial steps with four scenario templates to create logical, cohesive responses based on business sense. The process begins with five momentum-building steps: summarize the question, verify objectives, ask clarifying questions, label the case with appropriate structure, and state your hypothesis. These steps help overcome the common challenge of getting started and provide enough information to determine which case scenario to apply. When summarizing, demonstrate active listening and bridge the silence between question and answer. Keep it concise but accurate, especially with numbers. Always confirm the primary objective and ask if there are additional objectives that might affect your approach. This mirrors how consultants work with clients to establish clear expectations. Ask broad, open-ended questions early to gather essential information, demonstrate confidence, and transform the case into a conversation. As the case progresses, your questions should become more specific. For structuring, create a MEESE, mutually exclusive, collectively exhaustive framework with distinct buckets that comprehensively address the problem without overlap. Uniquely valuable in consulting interviews is stating an early hypothesis, an initial answer based on limited information that may change as you gather more data. This approach narrows the problem scope, guides your questioning, makes analysis more linear, and demonstrates the consulting mindset of testing and refining hypotheses. A simple trick: write H in the middle of your first page to remind yourself to offer a hypothesis during the interview. While cases vary widely, four key scenarios form the building blocks of most case interviews: profit and loss, entering a new market, pricing, and growth/increasing sales. Rather than applying one structure to all cases, a lazy approach, adapt your thinking to each scenario. For profit and loss cases, use the EP equals R minus C framework. First, examine external factors, economy and market industry, to determine if the problem is company-specific or industry-wide. Then, examine the company's revenue streams, costs, and the price-volume relationship. When proposing solutions, organize them into revenue-based and cost-based strategies. When analyzing new market entry cases, start by asking why the company wants to enter this market, a critical question most candidates miss. Analyze the company first, then the market through the company's lens. Evaluate entry strategies, organic growth, acquisition, joint venture, or outsourcing, with their pros and cons. For M&A questions specifically, focus on whether the acquisition increases shareholder value and cultural fit, as cultural mismatch is the primary reason mergers fail. Pricing questions involve investigating the company and its objectives, understanding the product or service and competition, then selecting an appropriate strategy. Competitive analysis, examining similar products, cost-based pricing, adding up costs plus profit margin, or price-based costing, determining what consumers will pay. Different companies can have vastly different pricing strategies for similar products. Apple seeks profits with high margins. Samsung targets market share with lower margins, while Amazon sells at cost to drive ancillary sales. Growth cases focus on increasing sales volume or revenue rather than profits. Strategies include expanding distribution channels, diversifying product lines without cannibalizing existing products, targeting high potential business segments, investing in marketing, acquiring competitors, adjusting prices strategically, and creating seasonal balance to maintain sales throughout the year. Math will be present in every case interview, from basic percentages and ROI calculations to weighted averages and net present value. Without calculators, interviewers observe both how you think, using scientific notation, fractions, or shortcuts, and if you think critically about your answers. For example, with a European pet industry problem growing at 5% annually for 5 years, smart candidates recognize this equals roughly 28% growth due to compounding rather than calculating each year separately. Always verify your answers make sense. Saying $3.2 billion when the answer should be $320 million shows you're not thinking critically, which damages trust. Organize calculations by using landscape format note-taking, dividing your first page into two sections, problem statement on the left and structure on the right. Use graph paper when possible, as it helps organize calculations, makes drawing visual elements easier, and aligns zeros in calculations. Number your pages. Prepare this before interviews. Write on one side only. Use bullet points and star important information. Create an idea box on your first page to capture initial thoughts, solutions, or strategies that might seem premature at the beginning but could become relevant later. This prevents forgetting valuable insights during the case. When making recommendations, adopt a definitive stance that demonstrates confidence and clarity. Instead of hedging with phrases like "I think" or "maybe," deliver clear yes or no positions backed by solid analysis. For negative recommendations, always provide viable alternative solutions. This shows strategic thinking and problem-solving ability. Structure your reasoning using a clear framework. State your recommendation, explain your analytical process, acknowledge potential risks and mitigation strategies, and outline specific next steps for implementation. Demonstrate consulting awareness by subtly incorporating implementation support into your recommendations. Use phrases like "we can assist with the transition" or "our team could help develop detailed metrics," but do so sparingly to avoid appearing overeager. When challenged on your position, defend it confidently by referring back to your analysis and data. However, show intellectual flexibility by acknowledging valid counterpoints and explaining how you would incorporate new information into your recommendation. For summary presentations, master the executive summary format, a concise 30 to 90 second recap that captures attention and drives action. Start with a clear problem statement, then present 2 to 3 main recommendations with supporting evidence. Structure this using the situation, complication, resolution framework to create a compelling narrative. Create a comparison matrix or decision dashboard early in your analysis that tracks key metrics across different options. This becomes a powerful visual summary tool that demonstrates thorough analysis and impresses interviewers with your structured thinking. The practice of maintaining a detailed case journal can transform both your interview preparation and consulting career trajectory. Document every case you encounter, whether practiced live, aim for 30, or read 80+ recommended. For each case, record initial problem statement and key objectives, framework used and why, data analysis methods and insights, final recommendations and rationale, alternative solutions considered, unexpected factors or considerations, key learnings and improvement areas. One Harvard Kennedy School student with no prior business background exemplified this approach by meticulously documenting every case she practiced. Her journal included detailed notes on problems encountered, solutions developed, and, most importantly, factors she hadn't initially considered. This comprehensive record became an invaluable resource, helping her identify patterns across industries and problem types. 5 years into her consulting career, she still referenced her well-worn journal, using it to tackle similar challenges in real client situations. The journal served multiple purposes: consolidating learning, providing quick reference material, and demonstrating serious commitment to professional development. The book provides numerous real-world case examples that demonstrate effective case-solving techniques, offering detailed insights into how successful candidates approach complex business challenges. These examples serve as practical templates for structuring analysis and delivering impactful recommendations. In the Harley-Davidson case, a student methodically analyzes declining profits through a comprehensive framework. The analysis begins with external macroeconomic factors, examining how the 2008 recession impacted discretionary spending, how rising gas prices affected motorcycle usage patterns, and how the weak dollar influenced international sales and manufacturing costs. The student then delves into industry-specific trends, highlighting the disconnect between the overall motorcycle market's 5% growth rate and Harley's lagging 2% growth. Through detailed market share analysis, they discover that while Harley maintains dominance in the heavyweight segment, they're losing ground in emerging categories. The revenue breakdown reveals heavy dependence on baby boomer customers and limited appeal to younger demographics. The recommended strategy is two-pronged: immediate revenue enhancement through pricing optimization in the parts and merchandise divisions, coupled with long-term market expansion by developing bikes specifically designed for women and younger riders, including lighter models and more fuel-efficient options. Another illuminating example involves a premium musical instrument manufacturer considering entry into the high-end headphone market. The student conducts a thorough capability assessment, examining the company's engineering expertise, brand equity in audio equipment, and existing distribution channels. The market analysis reveals intense competition from established players like Bose and Sennheiser, with high customer loyalty and significant marketing expenditure requirements. Through detailed financial modeling, they demonstrate that achieving the targeted 5% market share would require unrealistic marketing spending and price positioning. The projected $32 million revenue, representing just 3% of current business, doesn't justify the substantial investment and brand risk. Instead, they propose a strategic pivot, developing mid-priced instruments to capture the growing intermediate musician segment, and expanding the brand's appeal beyond classical music through contemporary artist partnerships and digital integration. These cases exemplify key principles of successful case analysis: systematic problem decomposition, data-driven insights, and balanced recommendations. They show how top candidates integrate quantitative rigor with qualitative strategic thinking, considering both immediate financial impact and long-term strategic positioning. The examples also highlight the importance of challenging assumptions, such as the viability of market share targets, and proposing alternative strategies when initial directions prove unfeasible. Success in case interviews is largely psychological, with mental preparation being as crucial as technical knowledge. The key assets are confidence, self-worth, and proper rest, elements that form the foundation of peak interview performance. While the structured nature of case interviews may seem intimidating, candidates who approach them with a positive self-image and genuine curiosity consistently overcome these challenges. What matters most isn't achieving perfect answers, but rather demonstrating clear thinking, structured communication, and professional poise, qualities that showcase your marketability to the firm. Mental preparation begins well before interview day. Like elite athletes warming up before competition, candidates should establish pre-interview routines that build confidence and sharpen focus. This might include solving a simple practice case, reviewing your personal success stories, or engaging in brief meditation. These rituals help activate your problem-solving mindset and calm pre-interview jitters. Remember that consulting firms have already vetted your credentials extensively. They wouldn't invest time interviewing you unless they saw genuine potential. Your presence in the interview room means you've cleared significant hurdles, and now it's about confirming their positive assessment. This realization alone should boost your confidence significantly. The consulting profession demands both intellectual rigor and genuine enthusiasm for problem solving. As Winston Churchill wisely advised, "Do what you like, but like what you do." This attitude should permeate your approach to case interviews. Rather than viewing each case as a high-stakes test, reframe it as an engaging intellectual puzzle, an opportunity to demonstrate your analytical abilities and strategic thinking. Successful candidates often report that their best interviews occurred when they allowed their natural curiosity to guide them through the case. They asked insightful questions, showed genuine interest in the business problem, and maintained composure even when facing challenging scenarios. This authentic engagement not only helps manage stress, but also demonstrates to interviewers the kind of presence you'll bring to client interactions. Physical preparation complements mental readiness. Ensure you're well rested before the interview day, maintain good nutrition, and arrive early to avoid unnecessary stress. These practical steps create the optimal conditions for your mind to perform at its best during the intense problem-solving sessions ahead. With thorough preparation and the right mindset, you can transform what might seem like a daunting evaluation into an enjoyable challenge that showcases your natural problem-solving abilities. Remember that confidence isn't about knowing everything. It's about trusting in your ability to think clearly and adapt under pressure. There are compelling reasons why consulting continues to attract exceptional talent from diverse backgrounds, including engineering, liberal arts, sciences, and business. Working alongside highly intelligent colleagues in prestigious environments like McKinsey, Bain, and BCG develops immediately marketable skills while providing continuous learning opportunities. Consultants gain invaluable exposure to elite corporate thinking, hands-on experience across multiple industries, and team-based problem-solving opportunities that directly improve organizational efficiency. The profession's appeal extends beyond its prestigious reputation. Consultants typically work on 3 to 6 month projects, offering unprecedented variety and preventing career stagnation. The travel opportunities, while demanding, allow professionals to build global networks and gain international business exposure. Many consulting firms maintain strong relationships with top MBA programs, significantly improving admission chances for consultants seeking advanced degrees. The resume enhancement is substantial, with many alumni going on to C-suite positions at Fortune 500 companies or launching successful startups. Compensation packages at top firms are highly competitive, often including substantial base salaries, performance bonuses, and comprehensive benefits. Entry-level consultants frequently earn more than their peers in other industries, while senior consultants and partners can command seven-figure compensation. The accelerated career trajectory allows for rapid advancement based on merit rather than tenure. However, consulting isn't suitable for everyone. The profession demands intense dedication, comfort with ambiguity, and excellent interpersonal skills. The case interview process serves as an effective two-way assessment tool, helping both firms and candidates determine mutual fit. The rigorous evaluation process tests not just analytical abilities, but also adaptability, leadership potential, and cultural alignment. By mastering the techniques outlined in Case in Point, candidates gain more than interview preparation. They develop a toolkit for success in any business environment. The analytical thinking, structured problem-solving approaches, and clear communication skills are universally valuable, whether in consulting or other professional pursuits. Former consultants often credit their consulting experience as instrumental in developing the strategic thinking and leadership capabilities that propelled their careers forward, regardless of their ultimate professional path. The combination of intellectual challenges, rapid skill development, prestigious network building, and attractive compensation makes consulting a compelling career choice for ambitious professionals seeking accelerated growth and diverse business exposure. Even those who spend just a few years in consulting often find the experience transforms their professional capabilities and career trajectories.